If you have your Bibles, please turn with me now to the Gospel of Matthew. Continuing our sermon series through Matthew's Gospel, we come to the 18th chapter. We'll be focusing our attention this evening upon the first 9 verses. As you're finding that in your Bibles, please stand with me as we prepare for the reading of God's holy word. This evening from Matthew 18, verses 1 through 9, and I do remind you that this is God's holy word, and it's the portion of it which he has specifically appointed for your hearing this evening, so please pay careful attention to the reading of it. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin. For it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet and be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire." Thus far the reading of God's holy word. Let's pray. Our Lord, help us again this evening as we tend to your word, to see it rightly, to appreciate the gospel of our Savior once more. Would you instruct us in the way of following him, our Lord and our Savior? Would you instruct our hearts and challenge us where we have need? Encourage us as well where we have need. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You ever feel as though you are the one who gets in your own way so much in life? That you're tripping over your own feet from time to time? The ways that you stumble over your own words? You ever listen to the counsel or advice that you give to others and find it confusing even though you're the one giving it? Is your greatest hurdle in getting some advancement in the workplace not your overachieving coworker, but frankly your own mistakes and your inabilities and your limitations? Perhaps your greatest struggle in social situations is not so much the meanness or the snottiness of those with whom you may socialize, but you find that all too often it's actually your own fears and apprehensions and your own social awkwardness. Do you ever think that in whatever area of life, you may in fact be your own greatest obstacle? It's amazing for all of the time that we take in our lives assigning blame to all of the things outside of us and outside of our own control, that sometimes we find